Chapter 14, Fire Suppression. Welcome. Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Explain the science behind fire suppression. Describe methods for suppressing structural fires. Explain the role of firefighters with regard to supporting fire protection systems during fire suppression. Explain the duties of firefighters related to building utilities. Describe the process of attacking a vehicle fire. Describe the process of attacking fires in exterior Class A materials. Describe ground cover fire attack. Skill Sheet 14-1, attack an interior structure fire at ground level using a direct, indirect, or combination attack. Skill Sheet 14-2, attack a structure fire using a transitional attack. Skill Sheet 14-3, attack a structure fire above and below grade level using an interior attack. Skill Sheet 14-4, operate sprinkler system control valves. Skill Sheet 14-5, stop the flow of water from an activated sprinkler. Skill Sheet 14-6, turn off building utilities. Skill Sheet 14-7, attack a passenger vehicle fire. Skill Sheet 14-8, attack a fire in exterior stacked or piled Class A materials. Skill Sheet 14-9, attack a fire in a small unattached structure. Skill Sheet 14-10, extinguish a fire in a trash container. Skill Sheet 14-11, attack a ground cover fire. Skill Sheet 14-12, construct a fire line. Up to this point in your training, you have gained the basic knowledge and skills necessary to control and extinguish fire. Now it is time to learn to apply those skills and knowledge to control fires involving structures, vehicles, stored Class A materials, outside fires, ground cover, vegetation slash wildland fires. Now what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Explain the science behind fire suppression. The science behind fire suppression. Temperature reduction. One of the most common methods of fire control and extinguishment is cooling with water, figure 14.1. To extinguish a fire by reducing its temperature, enough water must be applied to absorb the heat being generated and stop the gas phase chemical reaction. Cooling reduces the temperature of a fuel to a point where it does not produce sufficient vapors to burn. The use of water for cooling is the most effective method available for the extinguishment of smoldering fires. Water can be used to control burning gases and reduce the temperature of hot products of combustion in the upper gas layer. Cooling burning gases limits or stops flaming combustion in the upper layer. Slows the pyrolysis process of combustible materials. Reduces radiant heat flux from the upper layer. Reduces the potential for flashover. A coordinated combination of cooling hot fire gases from the exterior using a straight stream paired with tactical ventilation lowers the risk that a ventilation-limited fire will reignite and re-enter the growth stage when it receives more oxygen. This tactic may lead to full fire extinguishment or may make the interior tenable for fire attack or search and rescue. Firefighter research testing has shown that this tactic can make the environment tenable for victims and could save their lives. Water absorbs significant heat as its temperature is raised, but it has its greatest effect when it is vaporized into steam. When water is converted to steam, it absorbs 5 times more energy than warming the liquid to the boiling point. It also rapidly expands approximately 1,700 times. Because of this expansion rate, firefighters should avoid creating steam during interior attack. Excess steam production can reduce visibility, increase the chances for steam burns, and disrupt the thermal layer. Control steam production as follows. Use good nozzle technique. Apply the appropriate amount of water. Apply water using the most effective form, fog, straight, or solid stream based upon scene conditions. If an appropriate amount of water is used with good nozzle technique as described in this chapter, the hot gases within the fire compartment will contract. The contraction of the hot gases may offset the expansion of the steam. If the cooling process is effective, steam production will be kept to a minimum. Fuel removal. Removing the fuel source effectively extinguishes any fire. For example, wildland firefighting crews often dig trenches to remove fuel in the path of the fire to try to contain it. Removing fuel at a structure fire is very rarely an option as an extinguishment method. Removing fuel is a more common tactic at ground cover fires, figure 14.2. Exterior stacked material fires. Vehicle fires. Flammable liquid / gas fires. Allowing a fire to burn until all available fuel is consumed while firefighters protect exposures is another example of fuel removal. For instance, flammable liquid spills may create greater environmental harm if they are extinguished with water, creating substantial runoff and contaminating soil or bodies of water. The best solution may be to allow the fire to burn, maximizing thermal damage but minimizing groundwater pollution. A fuel source may be removed as follows. Stopping the flow of a liquid fuel. Closing valves to stop the emission of gaseous fuels. Moving solid fuels out of the path of the fire. Oxygen exclusion. Reducing the oxygen available to the combustion process reduces a fire's growth and may result in extinguishment over time. In its simplest form, this method is used to extinguish stovetop fires when a cover is placed on a pan of burning grease. Flooding a compartment with an inert gas such as carbon dioxide displaces the oxygen and disrupts the combustion process, reduces the chance for occupant survivability. Blanketing some fuels with foam can displace the oxygen, figure 14.3. None of these methods work on fuels that are self-oxidizing such as ammonium nitrate found in fertilizer. Clean agents. Fire suppression material that leaves little or no residue when used. Limiting the fire's air supply can be a highly effective fire control action. The simplest example of this is when a building occupant closes the door to the fire room before leaving the building. This limits the air supply to the fire and can prevent flashover. Control of doors and windows into and within the structure can aid in controlling the flow path of oxygen to heated, fuel-rich products of combustion. Chemical flame inhibition. Extinguishing agents such as some dry chemicals, halogenated agents, halons, and halon replacement, clean agents, inhibit or interrupt the combustion reaction and stop flame production, figure 14.4. This method of extinguishment is effective on flaming fires. These agents do not easily extinguish non-flaming fires because there is no effective means to cool the fuel and stop the chemical chain reaction. The very high agent concentrations and extended periods necessary to extinguish smoldering fires make these agents impractical in these cases.